Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, I think today's going to be a celebrity call-in day. I got that feeling. Yes, I do. Oh, I'm way behind in holiday shopping. How about you people? Crazy out there. But remember, you can skip one meal and maybe give a gift card to one of these common leaders. Or buy some McDonald's gift certificates. They have smoky salads there for people. Remember not to forget people. I think that's kind of my message there that I'm trying to throw out there. And we've had a lot of fun this year, haven't we? Oh, Irina and Luboff always get me up there crazy.
Hello, I'm Irina and I'm Luboff. And this is our Christmas extravaganza special. We hope you enjoy. Okay, hit me, lady.
One, two, three, go.
With Irina and Luboff. Hey, the December people. They got a great CD out. Check them out. They're pretty rockin'. Rockin'. Let me see if I can find it right here. Let's hear them rockin'.
Oh,
My friend Molo is calling in early, and since the show is going to be shorter today, I want to get to him to talk about his new book. It's a great book, terrific stuff. So we're going to get to him. First, let me just announce Betty Jo Tucker is going to have as her guest this week Movie Addict Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, Movie Addict Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, film critics Susan Granger and J.P. McCarthy. And join them on December 18th for the best discussion of the best films. Will any of your favorites make the top 10 list? Check out Betty Jo. Okay, Mo, I'm going to go to you because I've got a lot of callers, I think, today. So let's go to Mo. Gotta go to Mo's. Gotta go to Mo's. Morgan Lawrence, are you on the line?
Good morning. How are you?
I gotcha. Quick.
I'm here.
Yeah, gotcha.
Took us 2 weeks, but I got here.
You got in early, which is good because I got a lot of people to pimp today. And reading your book, I'm enjoying it thoroughly. It's terrific. Some of the parts are pretty scary, but
it's all based on true events. That's
I know, which is what makes me scary. I can't even talk about some of the true events in here. They'll just have to buy the book, The Streets Ran Red, a paramedic by Morgan Lawrence. That's pretty interesting. How long did it take you to write the book?
I wrote the book roughly in about a year and a half, but I sat on it for 5 years before I released it for production. And the person who really influenced me most was Oprah Winfrey, who said, "You've really got to let this go, let it out there because it's an excellent book."
Wait a minute, back up. You spoke with Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, I've known Oprah since she worked at Channel 13 in Baltimore many
awesome.
Years
awesome. You yeah. never told anyone that on your other show.
No, I don't push the Oprah button.
you don't play the Oprah card?
No, ma'am, absolutely not.
I would totally be playing the Oprah card. Well, the other day when I was talking to Oprah.
Yeah, no, people freak out. They get crazy when you start saying the O word, you know.
And now, Yeah. So, yeah, it's an interesting book based on a lot of people you know, very fascinating characters in here. How long were you a paramedic? Because I think I read that you retired.
Deputy paramedic. I was a sheriff's department deputy paramedic for 10 years, and it was the initial program when there were only 7 paramedics nationwide. It was an experiment, and they were doing it through the sheriff's department because we had badges and guns and a drug box, so it sort of worked together that we would have the capability of defending the drug box. They came.
Oh,
with
yes,
the,
that definitely.
You know, so, but eventually it's evolved into this wonderful EMS program that exists today with over, I think, 5 million paramedics nationwide.
Wow, that's fascinating. So tell us about the book. Tell us a little bit about the book itself.
The book is kind of cathartic. It's in 11 countries in 3 languages. It was my way of getting a lot of images out of my head and putting them on paper, sort of therapeutic. I wanted to show people, because I noticed a long time ago that when a person pulls up to a cop car or an ambulance, they won't make eye contact with them because they're afraid they'll either get pulled over or something bad will happen. So I wanted to show these people that the people wearing that badge are as human as they are and just smiling and saying hello won't get them into trouble or getting them arrested or anything. Although there is a scenario in the book in which a guy in a Corvette winks at one of the deputies as the light changes and they pull him over. But you have to read the book because...
I know. I don't want to give away anything because... so many bizarre things happen in the book. Who's that character? The Wrangler guy, the Wrangler doctor. That was pretty funny.
Oh yeah.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away because it totally shocked me when I read the book. I was like, what? And it was great. Where can I get your book?
I've had doctors come up to me and say, you know, I've done some very unique things in my career and everything. But after reading your book, it never, ever occurred to me that this could happen. And I said, well, you know, Cowboy Bob and myself, we have it on record at Johns Hopkins Hospital that this actually happened up there.
Oh, okay. I'm just reading my chat room. What are you guys talking about me, cyanide? Concert's got to get this CD. Oh, I was logged in. I'm too cheap to buy it. That's right. Cyanide, I'd send you something, but I'm not mailing to Amsterdam. It would cost me more than my product. But my CD is available on CD Baby. And you can go to MySpace, and I think you could download some of my Christmas songs. I'm just telling the chat room there, the people listening. Wacko Bob's in the house. I'm with Stupid's in the house. Guest and Gail Parento. Oh, yeah. Love those December people. So where can people get this book?
Oh, pretty much everywhere. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. All the major Barnes & Noble bookstores. I don't have a chat room for your show showing in front of me, or I'd put it on there.
No, it's okay. They just bust my chops as usual.
My website is morganlawrence.webs.com, and if you go on there and order directly from there, it comes through my office, and I will autograph it and send it out to you.
That's a great idea for holiday gifts. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
especially if they like, you know, a book that moves really fast and that great characters. It's really good that way. Tell me again, but say it real slow.
Yes, ma'am. I can do that.
Okay.
The website is Morgan Lawrence, MORGANLAWRENCE.webs.com.
Morgan Lawrence. That's real easy. You could find it if you Google it on Amazon. And that's great because The Streets Ran Red, based on real events, paramedic. Also, you know who's in the house? And she's calling in and listening. Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo.
Betty Jo, my friend.
Your friend Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo, I read his book. It would make a great movie. It would make a great movie. Let's put it out there, see what happens. And Morgan, thank you for calling in. And everybody, if you're looking for something to buy, you got that guy who likes mysteries and just... I can't even describe this book, Morgan, because
yeah,
things happen in it that I can't say on the radio.
It's a combination between Law and Order, CSI, ER, and Emergency.
Okay. Yeah. It would make a good story, though. I mean, and it's also got a little, just a little touch of that film noir element to it. Just
well,
a little touch.
The screenplay that I sent you is designed for a TV series. And that's
let's hope.
The first 90-minute pilot there.
Let's hope for that, because that would be great. So, everyone, The Streets Ran Red, okay? You got, let's see, it's published by Author House, and you can get it at Amazon.com. It's a terrific book, especially for the holiday season. You like those people who like to be challenged and go, whoa, didn't see that coming in that book. So get Morgan Lawrence's book. All right, Morgan, sweetie, have a good holiday.
Good
and,
talking with
good
you,
good luck
Nance.
With your project, okay?
You bet.
All right, bye. What a nice guy. Oh, I forgot I shouldn't have announced his show, too. Wacko Bob, is that you, Morgan? Oh, no, you have another show. Oh, I forgot. Darn. Well, hopefully he'll get back in. Wacko Bob, would you write the show that is it Molo has his own show, too? Or is he in conjunction with you? I get so confused. There's so many of you guys. And you're all terrific. oh, boy, I know it's the holidays, and we're just having fun. So let's have some more holiday fun. Oh, there's Molo. Molo, put your website down in the chat room. Here's a little of me, doing me. We're expecting more callers. Surprise celebrity guest. Cyanide's in the house. I love that picture of you and your dog, Cyanide. What are you doing for the holidays? What did you say? It's St. Stephen's. Is that the guy that did the kids' bed forget? I'm with Stupid, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, parental guidance in the house. Best publicist in the whole world. Best publicity. If you're looking to publicize something and you've got enough lead time and enough money, she's the way to go. Love that. And the December people. Oh, Cyanide, my dog is real cutie. I'm like her boss. Oh, too funny. You guys are so much fun. Yeah, lots going on the holidays. Don't forget, like I said, my suggestions were, if you don't have a lot of money and instead of giving money on the street, why don't you just buy some McDonald's gift certificates? People can go in and get a cup of coffee or at least get breakfast or something like that. And that'll be nice, too, won't it? Always, always nice. Okay. What's going on with everybody? Not sure. Waiting for my caller, who's now late calling in. I'm going to have to put some comedy on to see if I can contact her and get her to call in. Hey, I know. Where's my little promo here? Here we go. I got something. Here's my little promo, and then we'll do some George Benger from the Mom and Pop.
Say the secret right, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m., hotmix106.com. Here's some more George and the lovely Lizette.
Well, Gracie, it's that time of year, dear.
Yes, George, I love the holidays. Let's sing Rudolph with all of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Ooh, you dirty reindeer.
One foggy Christmas Eve, old Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your proboscis so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now, here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now, everybody sing. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows.
Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Oh, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to say...
Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?
Now then, all the reindeer loved him. And they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
Good night.
Ah, love them. What a couple. They throw their son into the act, too. You can get George's CD on CD Baby, as well as my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby as well. What's that you say on the line? Why, I think we have a celebrity caller. Let's see who it is. Bong, bong, bong. Poppy,
bong,
is that
bong,
you?
Bong. Yes, how are you?
All right, finally, got you in there. Got Morgan, luckily, Molo called in early, so I got him in there early. You can get his
Good.
Book on Amazon, The Streets Ran Red. Paramedic, Morgan Lawrence. Go to Amazon to get it. Betty Jo Tucker is listening by phone because she can't get her computer ever work in the chat room. Right now in the chat room, Poppy, you have Gail Parento, George Bettinger. Oh, George, Poppy would make a great guest on your show. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m., hotmix106.com.
Nice.
You got a lot of radio shows listening to you. I'm with Stupids in the House, Block Talk Radio. Molo's in the house, and Wacko Bob, that's another radio show in the house, so you're doing good here. Poppy,
wow.
I always say your name wrong. Is it Champlin?
Yeah, you said it right.
I always want to give it that Canadian French something or another.
I know.
Champlin.
I know. Yes, everybody wants to do that. It's funny.
And for those of you who don't know, we have the lovely Poppy Champlin.
There you go. You get it.
Great comedian, terrific. You've seen her. I've had the pleasure of performing with her at Gotham Comedy Club, along with my very good and wacky friend, Michelle Ballin. Tell us about your upcoming show. This sounds awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's New Year's Eve in Northampton. Of course, Northampton is in Massachusetts.
All right, because it's a Northampton, Long Island. So.
Yeah, I guess there could be that, couldn't there?
Yeah. All right, Northampton, Massachusetts, which is near? What's that near?
That's around Amherst, Holyoke, UMass College. It's in that sort of little trinity of colleges right up there.
Oh, okay, great. So tell us all about this fantastic show, because you know I love Michelle Ballin.
Yeah, Michelle is, and she just filmed the Today Show.
I know, and that will air New Year's Day at 9 a.m., everyone. My friend Michelle Ballin, set your DVRs for that.
Yeah.
Sounds like I just said something wrong.
Great.
Set your DVR, but okay. So, Poppy, this is great. And Michelle Ballin, who's going in your terrific lineup along with Ian Harvey and Cindy Foster, Michelle Ballin was a finalist in Last Comic Standing. So this is awesome.
Yeah, it's really very exciting. It's going to be a great show. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's at 19 King Street in Northampton, Mass. And the website for that is www.iheg. It's sponsored by the Iron Horse Entertainment Group. So iheg.com.
IHEG,
yeah, exactly. And right across the street after the show is like this big park, and that's where they have giant fireworks and everything for New Year's Eve. And I guess a ball goes up instead of comes down for their New Year's Eve. So it's going to be a great place to be.
And we don't want to make it sound, because of the title of the show, that it's just, you know, anybody can go, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are.
So these are great comedians.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though they're the queens of comedy, they're great comedians, every one.
Queer queens of comedy.
What?
Queer queens of comedy.
Queer queens of comedy. It was just too many consonants for me this morning.
I've only had one cup
of coffee. It'll be performed in the Calvin Theater on King Street, Northampton, Mass. It's a lot of consonants for my morning.
You're right.
Think
I'm going to shorten it down. I'm shortening it down now to just Q3. We're just Q3.
Oh, I like Q3. Q3.
Yeah.
And anybody can go to the show. You just bring your moms, your friends. Moms would love this show, I can tell you. They'll love this show. And I've seen Poppy perform, and she is hilarious. I don't know Ian, so I'm not going to lie. I don't know Ian, but if he's in your show, he's got to be great. And so is Cindy Foster.
Yeah. And Cindy's just doing great. She is... you know, the local comedian there. So she is putting out the press like crazy. So she's really getting the hype going, which is just great.
Oh, I have. You can't see. I have like a switchboard chat room that people are in and talking to at the same time. I've got to mention somebody here because this is a charity. KidsBeKids.org Charity Coolies. Go to www.wickedgoodcookies.com in the Boston area. All right, so check that out. Kids be kids, and it's great. Kids will be kids. This is a great show. So, Poppy, tell us some of the things you've been doing recently.
Well, let's see. I just was in New York, and I did a casting workshop there to meet a casting director, Erica Palgon. And she cast some Comedy Central stuff and commercial stuff, and so... You know, I need to keep trying to get on TV. And, you know, from moving from L.A. to back to the East Coast is obviously a big change.
And
but,
how's your bathroom, by the way?
I still don't have a tub. That's a very random question, Nancy, but I fielded it well, I thought.
Let me tell you about George Bettinger. Listen. Today, after the show, go to Facebook and friend the Mom and Pop Shop. It's called the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and that's George Bettinger. And he loves comedians. So I'm sure maybe he'll want to talk to you or hear about you. And so friend him, and you could post your event. I'm sure he doesn't mind. We all cross-post in his Facebook page. He's a really nice guy. He loves Michelle Ballin, too. He knows all of our friends, like Carrie Louise, Tom Cotter.
Oh, yeah, Tom. How is Tom doing after his giant win?
There's no women with him, I fear.
What's that?
I said, if I was Carrie Louise, there's no living with him, I fear.
Oh.
Honey, what's that? So, what was I? Finalist?
What was that email again for him? For his
Go to Facebook, the Mom and Pop Shop.
Oh, the Mom and Pop Shop.
George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop, if you Google it. And it's hotmix106.com every day at 4. And he's had a lot of the Fryer comedians on, too.
Oh, cool.
And he's also a celebrity impersonator comedian himself as well. Tell us about Ian. We don't know about Ian and Cindy. Tell us a little bit about them.
Okay, well, Ian is, he opened for Margaret Cho for many years.
Wow.
Out in L.A. and, yeah, on the road. And so Margaret Cho is just all about Ian Harvey. Margaret Cho loves, like, one of her favorites. So he has been in that sort of limelight for a while. He's got his own show out in L.A. called The Ian Harvey Show. And he is a transgendered person, which is...
Oh, really? I'm looking at the picture closer now. You got me curious. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you look at him and he's like, no way. He couldn't
really
have been.
No way. Like Julia Scotti.
I don't know Julia Scotti, but you could never tell from this guy, you know. So
no, it's great. That's terrific.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, from the picture. And you can go to see the picture at www.ieheg.com. And it's Monday, December 31st. For those
right.
of you who are lame-os and don't know what New Year's Eve is.
What
it's
day
Monday.
Is, I know. When I saw that, I was like, really? It's a Monday? Huh? Okay.
Monday, December 31st. And then you can set your DVRs to watch the person you just saw live on the Today Show, the lovely and talented Michelle Ballin. She cracks me up.
She's
just
great.
Too funny. And it's great because it looks like all the comedians you have are different types of comedians, like different, you know.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's the thing. We're
different rhythms, I guess
diverse.
You would say, right?
Yeah.
And so tell us about little Cindy there.
And Cindy, I got to watch her set on a YouTube video and realized that she was a local and that was going to really help. And she's really good. I mean, she had a great audience on the set that I saw, and she's very, I don't know how you describe her. Certainly,
just have to come and see, won't they?
Yeah, yeah, but she's very good. I really enjoyed her humor a lot.
And that's the Calvin Theater, 19 King Street, Northampton, Mass, 01060. Come on, you college people. This is some funny stuff going on. Come
right,
on, bring
right.
your moms to see some laughter. Come on,
right.
bring your dads, everybody. It's going to be a cut-up time with some great comedians that you don't normally get to see that far north.
Uh-huh.
They're coming from the big city, you know. Do that
that's
show
right.
up there. So anything you want to add there, Poppy?
I just said it's very, there's also a VIP price, so it's $25 up to, I think it's up to $40, or no, $25 to $35. And if you want to come to the VIP, you know, you can meet and greet with the comedians and have a little, I think, maybe cheese and wine before
the show. What do you get
that?
You get that up close and personal feeling?
Right, right. You can get that. And the last time we were there, we had over 400 people show up. So it's a great theater. It's a great space. These people really know how to run a good show. And
how long is the show? Because you have four comedians.
The show is 2 hours. It'll go from 8 to 10. So you'll be out of there in time to go find wherever you're going to be.
And
you know.
Party some more.
Yeah.
And party some more. Well, this is terrific. Yeah. And Poppy, do you have any CDs out that we can tell them about?
Well, I do have CDs on iTunes. It's called The Prickly Heat. That's my CD. It's called The Prickly Heat, and you can get it on iTunes. I also saw some other things that I have on iTunes that I didn't even realize I had. But,
you didn't realize you had Poppy. I didn't know I had that.
Exactly.
Well, this is going to be a great evening. This is December 31st, New Year's Eve, the Queens. Queer Queens of Comedy.
Queer Queens
Too
of Comedy.
Continents. Next time you do a show, remember, Nancy, it's early for Nancy in New York. Queer Queens of Comedy at the
That's
Calvin
right.
Theater.
That's right.
And it's going to be a great show. Order your tickets, www.iheg.com. And
that's right.
It's going to be 19 King Street, Northampton. And you can get there. It's an easy drive from all those cities that nearby and around it.
George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Chefs, he says, I come from Queens.
Oh, really? All right. That's cute.
They're very funny in the chat room, Poppy. I wish you much success with your show that night. And
right.
I'm sure it will be because all two of my favorite people that I know of are in it. So I know it's surefire laughs. And Michelle Ballin, wherever you are on a cruise ship somewhere, rubbing it in, she'll be back, the only tan one for the holidays. Okay, Poppy, good luck with
all
everything,
right.
And thanks for
Thank
calling
you.
In.
Thanks
Bye.
So much, Dan. Bye-bye.
She is so nice. She is so nice. I have the nicest people call into the show. That's terrific. George, you're hilarious. I got a Betty Jo, I know you're listening. I got your area code memorized. I'll promote you again. The Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, and congratulations on her book winning that special award. Go to her website to check it out. Okay, she'll be discussing the best films of 2012 with Susan Granger and John P. McCarthy. Join Movie Attic Headquarters on December 18th, 4 p.m. It's going to be off the hook. Thought I got that in there. She's got my consonants all tied up. And the Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger, every day at 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. And who else do I have in there? Wacko Bob, every day I think you're at 10 a.m., right? Every day at 10 a.m., 9 or 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, and at 11 maybe on the Saturdays. Molo in the house. Get Molo's book, everyone, The Street Ran Red, based on true events by Morgan Lawrence. Get it on Amazon. It's it. Rachel Woodgarden's in the house. Ah, she got up to listen to the show now. Isn't that a wonderful thing, Miss Woodgarden? She's in the house. Somebody just yelled out, Rachel, in the chat room. Well, we played Rudolph, George. I don't know if you got to hear it. You can get his CD on CD Baby. Oh, I love the Bette and Jez. They're just a fun couple. Always in the news, too. Always doing something newsworthy. Newsworthy. Now I'm stuck with that voice, everyone. Oh, boy. Hey, how about some more Christmas people? Yeah, I'm
front teeth are gone, as you can plainly see. I don't know who to blame for this catastrophe, but my one wish on Christmas Eve is plain as it can be. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could two front teeth, my two front teeth. It's been so long since I could say, Sister Susie's sitting on a thistle. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I would be if I could only whistle. We'll be right back.
Rockin' Christmas. Okay, everyone. I'm having an earlier show this year because I've got a special show at the Friars Club. Not saying I will be, not saying for sure, but I may be on SNL if the sketch stays in. I don't know. I'm waiting to hear on a call if they're calling me in for tonight. So look for me as one of those background people, and we'll play Where's Nancy on SNL. Well, I'm going to keep this short today. Thank you, everyone. I'm a stupid Molo 911. Get his book. The Street Giant Rat. Rachel Will Garden. Wacko Bob. Cowpoke. Cyanide. Sayonara. And for all my mashpuka out here, I'll dedicate this song. You know who you are. Here it comes.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Bye, all my mishpacha. I'm off to rehearse. I'm off to rehearse at the Friars Club for a special event. All right. Much love. Big kiss. Bye-bye. You're all terrific. Love ya.